Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes again, wherever that you're at. We just thank God for another opportunity to be able to witness for Him. We'd like to say that we've been away for a couple of 3 weeks there. We had two great revivals up in Ohio. Then we had a son last week. The reason why we wasn't on the air was our son, Tony, he had a heart attack, so he had to have a defibrillator and a, or however you pronounce that name, and a pacemaker put in. So that's the reason why we wasn't on last week. But anyway, he's doing great. We thank God for it. Thank God for everyone that prayed. We know that there, we had people out there praying, so that's the most important thing. Another thing is, he prayed the sinner's prayer, and if he accepted that and believed that, then he's doing great. So he's already telling us that he feels like a teenager, so just thank God for it. He's 47 years old, but you know, man never knows how that thing's going to happen and what's going to happen to him. So we just thank God that he went through the surgery good and everything, and everything worked out good. So if you want to be a part of this service today, you want to call in on 310-742-1759. Go ahead and call in. We'll open the lines up to you. That's 310-742-1759. We'll put you online here with us just to obey the Lord, just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth with us. That's call in on 310-742-1759. So appreciate that, and appreciate each and every one out there that's listening. So we're going to have a song here just in a minute. So I want you to just worship the Lord as Tim sings. And if you're out there and want to be a part of this service, well, all you got to do is call in. And you can call in and listen to us live on it, and just whatever that you feel like doing. So we just thank God for another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus and just to hold Him up highly before this lost and dying world. So, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The title of our service today is Let the Wicked Forsake His Ways. You know, that's what a man's got to do. If he's wicked, he's got to forsake his ways. He's got to turn his back up on the sin and turn his life to the Lord. And if he does that, then he can do something and say that it's been good to serve the Lord. You know, I tell you, without God, I don't know what in the world I would do. And I just thank God for him. So we're just going to worship the Lord here in spirit and truth. So just worship the Lord here with us as we play this song here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to have a song here. Praise God.
I found myself at a crossroads, knew the time was right. For God's Holy Spirit spoke to my heart that night. Show me my lost condition. I bowed in full contrition, and now I'm in a new position. Since I made up my mind, I've made up my mind. No matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His ways. So the battle gets hard and the road gets steep. That's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All the things of this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I've made up my mind. Trouble came running to me, so I had to make a choice. Will I run or take a stand against this evil ploy? And after all God did for me, and Jesus' blood that set me free, I chose to walk in liberty, and I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind, no matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His ways. So the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I've set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to new life. All the things of this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I've made up my mind. All the things of this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I've made up my mind.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I tell you what. Have you made up your mind today to serve the Lord, or are you serving the, going to hold on to Satan and hold on to your sins and serve him? I tell you what, if you do that, then you're going to lose out on everything. You're going to lose out on the greatest promise that God ever give us, is a promise that if we serve him, then we can make it into the kingdom of God. So if you've got your Bibles, want to turn with us today, we're coming out of Isaiah, 55th chapter, and we're going to start there in verse 7, our text. Then we'll back up and read some more there. But our text says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. You know, tonight I want you to think here just for a few minutes. The title of our message is Let the Wicked Man Turn from his evil ways. You know, it says, let the wicked forsake his ways. You know, and I tell you, I believe tonight that there's people out there that definitely need to forsake their ways and turn to God, you know, and look to the author and the finisher of their faith. You know, I tell you, except they do that, they're not going to make heaven their home. I want us to look back up here into verse 4. I had talking about there in Isaiah 55, verse 4. It says, behold, I have give him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. You know, God has given us today the leadership, and you know, He's telling us that we must lead the people, in other words, and tell them, you know, that they've got to turn from their wicked ways. And you know, that's a main goal tonight, is to turn from our evil ways, you know, and just turn unto the Lord. You know, except we do that, we'll no wise enter into the kingdom of God. In verse 5, I'm going to let Betty do some reading for me there now, because she can read better than I can. So in verse 5 in Isaiah, 55th chapter there, it's telling us right here, praise God, of what to do. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Behold, thou shalt call a nation that shalt, that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near.
Praise God. You know, right there in that verse 6, I like that. It said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. You know, I'm going to tell you tonight, praise God, that we need to realize that God is just as near to us as we'll let him be. You know, if we don't let him come unto us, he'll not be nowhere near us. And I thank God tonight that we have the opportunity to turn our ways unto the Lord and forsake our wicked ways. You know, I tell you, I thank God tonight that we can do that. And, you know, he's telling us here, he said, seek ye the Lord, you know, while he may be found. And I tell you, I believe God's wanting us tonight to turn and seek his face. I tell you, a nation, praise God, that don't know the Lord, the word tells us in another passage of scriptures, they're going to be turned into hell. And, you know, I don't want to be in that nation that don't know the Lord, praise God. I believe tonight is the night, and today is the day of salvation, that we must turn to him and call upon him. And I praise God, I tell you, let's look again there. I know I've done read it once, but there in verse 7 it says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God he will abundantly pardon it. You know, he will take the sins away from us and put them as far as the east from the west from us to never be remembered against us. But we've got to first turn to him. You know, we've got to first turn and look to his, to the offering, the finisher of our faith, to the one, praise God, that said that he would die on the cross for our sins. You know, I tell you, except we repent and do what he wants us to do, we'll not make it, praise God. But I tell you, we can turn to the Lord and look to him, the offering, the finisher of our faith. And if we do that, praise God, we'll go somewhere, we'll do something with the Lord, praise God. Let's turn over to Proverbs, the 11th chapter and verse 5, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness.
Praise God, hallelujah. I tell you, that's something right there is telling us right here, praise God, the righteous of the perfect shall direct his ways, but the wicked shall fall by his own weakness. You know, I tell you, tonight, praise God, people are going to fall because of their own weakness, because they turn and refuse to turn unto the Lord, because they don't want to turn and hear what thus saith the Word of God. God will teach you and he'll lead you in all the truth if you'll just only hear what he says to you. You know, the Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church this day. And I'm telling you, praise God, we need to hear today what the Spirit is telling us I tell you, except we hear what the Spirit telling us, we're in trouble, praise God. But we can turn to the Lord and hear His call, praise God. We'll turn to Matthew 18 and verse, praise God, hallelujah.
1 Corinthians.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. 1 Corinthians 5 and 13, praise God.
Bear with us
here for a minute till we find it there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But them that are without God judges. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person.
Praise God. Put away from yourself that wicked person. You know, I'm telling you, there's people out here today, they're placing judgment upon people, and they're not even a Christian themselves. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, praise God, except people forsake their wicked ways and turn and back unto the Lord, they're in trouble, praise God, and don't realize it because the devil have got their eyes blinded that they cannot see. But, you know, I thank God tonight that if you will humble yourself and seek His face while He is near, you can hear Him, praise God, and you'll know that He is talking to you, and you can do what He tells you to do. I just thank God tonight for this old-time felt salvation that I know, praise God, that I feel down in my heart, praise God. If you turn with us to Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and we're going to be in verse 11, praise God.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Praise God.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all to stand.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me lift it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, tonight we need to put on the whole armor of God. If we'll put on the whole armor of God, then we'll be able to stand against Satan and his power and against his authority that he tries to come against us. He don't have no power, only that what we let him have. And, you know, I thank God tonight that we have the power tonight put Satan under our feet. Just like he told Peter over there, he rebuked Peter. He told him to get behind him, that he was an offense unto him. I'm telling you tonight, Satan is an offense unto you. Praise God, all you got to do is just trust the Lord. Call upon Him and put on the whole armor that you might be able to stand. And we'll stand, praise God, against the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the enemy that evil day, and have done all to stand. You know, that's all God's wanting us to do, is just be able to stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just bear with me here for a minute. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Verse 14.
Praise God.
Therefore, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and let your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Praise the Lord. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You know, that's what he's wanting us to do tonight, is to have on the breastplate of righteousness. And if we'll do that, and then praise God, I thank God will watch over and take care of us. And verse 15 there, it says, and your feet shod with the personation, however you pronounce that word, I can't even say it. God knows that I can't. Of the gospel of peace. You know, that's what we need tonight, is the peace that God has. And we can have that peace, praise God, abiding in us if we'll only trust the Lord and only do what he tells us to do and put on the whole armor of God. You know, I tell you, there's too many people out here today. I was just talking to someone today and heard them, or last night maybe it was, I heard them say that they'd been talking to someone that was saying that God didn't have no authority over nothing. But, you know, I believe God's got all power in heaven and earth. I believe the Lord tonight is watching over us. I believe he's taking care of us and doing the things, praise God, that we need to do. He's lifting us up. He's giving us the words, hallelujah, to speak. If we'll only speak what God tells us to speak, we can be, that we can say that it's been good to be in the presence of the Almighty. Praise God. Hallelujah. What scripture now?
Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You know, the devil's got all kinds of weakness out there, and he's shooting at God's people, you know. But thank God we'll be able, if we turn, let the wicked man, let the wicked forsake his ways. Praise God, if we'll do that, then we'll be able to turn these fiery darts that come against us. You know, I praise God tonight that we've got someone, hallelujah, that's on our side, that's looking over us and taking care of us and watching out for us. Praise God. I thank God tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, and verse 8. Praise God.
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord, the brightness of his coming, he's going to destroy the wicked. And you know, I praise God for that tonight, that this is the truth of God's word. And you know, we can know that if we'll just hear what he wants done and obey him, praise God, we'll be able to say that it has been good to be in the presence of the Almighty. You know, I thank, praise God, that when we're serving the Lord, we're in the presence of him. He said, where there's two or three gathered together in my name, there I'm in the midst of them. And, you know, I thank God tonight, I believe that God's right here in the midst of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just bear with us here for a minute. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs 8 and verse 17.
I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't that something, what the Lord is telling us here? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Verse 17.
I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. You know, people need to seek the Lord and find him. You know, God's not lost. He's right where he's at. And, you know, all they got to do is call upon his name. Hallelujah. If they'll call upon him and they will humble themselves down and call upon him, praise God, God will hear and he will answer them. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that I know that when I call upon the Lord, he hears me. I know that when I called upon him early in life, you know, when I was 25 years old, I called upon the name of the Lord, and he heard me, and he answered me. And, you know, I thank God tonight that I can say that I've got all my sins under the blood, because he said that he would forgive me, and he'd put my sins in the sea of forgetfulness to never be remembered against me. I thank God tonight that I know that I've got that insured through God, that everything that I used to do is not against me anymore, praise God, because I asked him to come into my life, and he forgave me of everything. And, you know, if he does that, he'll do it for you too, praise God. So seek him tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
Praise God. You know, right there, it's telling us tonight, you know, he's talking to the Christian people there. He's not talking. I've said a lot of times when I minister on this message right here in this scripture, he's not talking to the one down here in the bar room. But he's talking to them that's in the church houses, them that is confessing to be a child of God. You know, he said right there, he said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. You know, there's a lot of people out here today that we need our land healed. We need to turn. The Word's telling us to turn from God, or turn from the devil, and seek him. You know why? He may be found. You know, we need to seek him, and if we'll seek him, hallelujah, he'll heal our land. He'll forgive us of our sins. He's talking to the church world today. They need to turn, hallelujah, from their wicked ways, hallelujah, and turn and seek his face, praise God, and hear from heaven, praise God. If they'll do that, then they'll be wonderful, praise God, to be able to look to the author and the finisher of our faith, hallelujah. Let's look into Luke 11 and 39 and verse 40.
And when the Pharisees saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but the inward part is full of ravaging and wickedness?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Right there in verse 39, it says, and the Lord said unto him, how do ye Pharisees make clean the outward, outside of the cup and the
platter,
but your inward parts is full of ravaging and evil, you know, praise God,
weakness.
You know, I tell you, our people today is just full of weakness. And, you know, I thank God today that all they got to do is turn to the Lord. You know, praise God. Let's read verse 40 right there. Ye fools, did not he that make that which is without made that which is within?
Also,
praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm gonna stop right here for a minute and have a song or two. And if you're out there and want to be a part of this service, we'll call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. And we'll put you online here. So, Tim, you got a song? Okay, just worship the Lord as Tim sings here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
There is much to do down here for my dear Lord. There is much to do before and reward. I'm going to tell sinners of his mind. I'm going to help them to the home above. There's much to do down here for my dear Lord. Often I suffer, much pain and agony. Then ask Jesus what he does have in store for me. When he shall call me, I'll be ready in a core. There's much to do down here for my dear Lord. May come kneel and pray for lost souls. Asking at the Lord, his grave or will roll. Come and help work for the Lord today. Help a lost soul find a better way. There's much to do down here for my dear Lord. Often I suffer, much pain and agony. Then I ask Jesus what he does have in store for me. When he shall call me, I will be ready in his court. There's much to do down here for my dear Lord. Often I suffer, much pain and agony. What does he have in store for me? When he shall call me, I'll be ready in his court. There's much to do down here for my dear Lord. All I suffer, much pain and agony. Then ask Jesus, what does he have in store for me? When he shall call me, I'll be ready in his court. There's much to do down here for my dear Lord. There's much to do down here for my dear Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
When the melody's been written and the words have all been penned, and you've heard the Spirit calling through some old sacred hymn, in the valley of decision, tell me, friend, what will you do? This life has many choices. Eternity has two. This world in all its pleasures will soon be passed. Today, your stand.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Appreciate them wonderful songs. The title of our message tonight is Let the Wicked Forsake His Ways. And if you want to call in tonight on be a part of this, we'll call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you online here with us just to obey the Lord, just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. If you got your Bibles, we'll turn over to 1 John, the 5th chapter. We're going to read in verse 12 and 13 here. It says, He that have the Son have life, and he that have not the Son have not life. Let's see. Let me read that again. He that have the Son have life, and he that have not the Son have, I see it. Praise God. The devil is a liar and the father of it, in Jesus' name. He that have the Son have life, and he that have not the Son of God have not life. The devil's trying to fight this service here this evening, but he's a liar and the father of it. I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So right there, it's telling us, you know, if we don't have the Spirit of God in us and don't have the Son of God in us, we don't even have life. But, you know, if we've got the Son of God in us, we have life. And that's the only way that we're going to make it, is to have the Son of God in us. And verse 13 there, it says, These things have I written unto you, that he believeth on the name of the Son of God, have that ye have known that ye, praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to let Betty read it there. The devil's trying to twist me up every which way of going to coming here this evening, but he's a liar. He ain't going to get no credit out of it. I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Praise
These
God.
Things have I written unto you, that ye believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God.
Amen. Praise God. You know, in other words, to have eternal life, we got to believe on the Son of God. We got to accept Him and take Him into our life, and you know, then we can have life. And except we do that, we have no part of the eternal life if we don't accept Jesus as our Savior. But if we'll accept Him, praise God, we will have life. And He's going to give us the life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. 1 John 5th chapter and verse 19 and verse 20.
And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know Him that is true. And we are in Him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on and read some more. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay, we're going to go to Psalms.
Psalms 11 and verse 1 and 2.
Bear with me here till I find it.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Okay, Psalms 11, 1 and 2, and then also verse 6. In the Lord put I my trust, how say ye to my soul, flee as the bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, and they that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, that's for the wicked there, and it's in let the wicked forsake his way. You know, and I tell you, the people out there today, it's under the sound of our voice, if they're wicked, they're going to have to forsake their ways and turn to God. And, you know, if they'll do that, then we can they can say that it's been good to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I want you to turn with us to Proverbs, the 10th chapter, and verse 27. Praise God. Hallelujah.
The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened.
Praise God. You know, that's what the Lord is telling us here today is, praise God, this is 27. I can't even see it.
The fear of the Lord prolongeth days.
The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. You know that? If we fear God, it'll make us have longer days, you know, I believe, up on the earth. And but the wicked, it says, go ahead there. Praise
but God. The years of the wicked shall be shortened.
But the years of the wicked shall be shortened. You know, I tell you, God is trying to tell us something here tonight. If we'll just only take heed to his word and only believe of what he says and only take the word of God and put it in our heart and pray and seek his face. Hallelujah. If we'll only do that, then God will only touch us and bless us. I tell you, I thank God today, you know, for the reading of his word. You know, I don't know what's going on, but I do know that the devil is trying his best to put a hindrance here, but he is a liar and the father of it. He's not going to stop nothing. He's going to just have to back over in a corner and look up because Jesus has got the power of heaven and earth, and I thank God tonight for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to read some more.
Proverbs 10:32, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the righteous, we've got the power tonight to speak of the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise God. Tim, sing another song here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to let Tim sing another song here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, praise God. We'll just play one here.
Praise God.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood washes for me.
that thou didst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Yes, come just as you are to Jesus for salvation. It's as simple as ABC. A, admit you are a sinner, because all have sinned, says Romans 3:23. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and we must repent of our sins. B, believe. Believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave according to the Scriptures. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Salvation is a gift, and it's been provided by grace and faith in Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians 2:8. C, confess. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess Christ before men. Matthew 10:32 says, whosoever thou for shalt confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, will welcome pardon, cleanse, relief, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, how could Paul and Silas in prison for preaching lift a voice and sing a song at midnight? Now wonder how Stephen with dignity and grace could look into the face of death, giving God the praise. They had a passion for the gospel, great compassion for the lost, a strong determination to follow Jesus no matter what the cost. Got a made up mind and a firm conviction and faith in the things they cannot see, and this love for God and the gospel brought the gift of the life to you and me. Not always owe a debt to the saints of the early church. Those heroes laid their life on the line for me. So Satan keeps trying to tear my faith apart. I'm anchored by the passion that's rooted in my heart. And I've got a passion for the gospel, great compassion for the lost, a strong determination to follow Jesus no matter what the cost. Got a made up mind and a firm conviction and faith in the things I cannot see, and this love for God and gospel runs the gift of the life to you and me. Got a made up mind and a firm conviction and faith in the things I cannot see, and this love for God and the gospel brought the gift of the love to you and me. Yes, this love. love for God and the gospel. Brought the gift of love to you and me.
Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead now and take the, turn in our prayer request and take them before the Lord and just believe God for them. So I'm going to let Betty read them off to you.
I just want to say, first of all, we had a real good revival in Bidwell, Ohio at the Way, Truth, and Life Church. We've seen several people saved, and I know that after we left, we had to leave early, but I know that after we left that there was some more that got saved, and I thank God for the ones that got set free and for the ones that renewed their vows, and I just thank God for all that He did in that revival. Pray for Kevin Powell. He's in need of prayer. He's in extreme pain with his back. He had an accident in an oil field years ago, and he's having pain again. He was paralyzed, but God healed him, and now he's hurt himself again, and he's in extreme pain. So just remember him, that God will touch him and heal him. We know that God's the healer. Daniel Friend, he needs a car, and he's praying. He's asking God for a car, and he's asking everyone to pray for him. And pray for Donnie Flood. He's in need of prayer tonight. Clyde Severs lost his wife, so let's remember that family. Gary Ross and Tommy Patton both have lung cancer. We know that God's bigger than that cancer and can heal that cancer. Let's remember them. A baby named Peyton that is between 6 to 8 months old keeps losing weight. Let's remember that baby. Let's pray for this election. It's very important that everybody get out and vote and pray about this election. And pray that God will put the one that He wants in there. Let's remember Sister Dorothy. She's starting a church in Africa. Let's pray that God will send people out there to her to help her and send people in that are lost. Let's pray for the Millettes. They're in need of a car, one that runs good. And let's pray for Kim Agaha that's in need of prayer for her knee. Kay Glover, she lost her brother this week in a car wreck. Let's remember that family. Bethany Luther is having a lot of pain in her legs. And Karen McBride says to remember her friend's mother that is in need of prayer. And also Renee Krebs that is in need of healing. Let's remember the Ogle family. They lost one of their loved ones this week. Let's remember my nephew's newborn baby that's having breathing problems. It's in Erlanger Hospital. And let's remember Sherry Hensley's mom. She pulled ligaments in her knee, and she's in need of prayer. She's in a lot of pain. Let's remember salvation for Michael and Beth. Virgie Ramsey had to have a toe removed because of diabetes. Let's remember her. Let's pray that all the infection will leave her foot. And let's remember Brother John Samples. He's down in his back. Sister Deb Samples, she's in need of prayer. She's got something wrong with her kidneys. Let's remember Brother Eddie Bolton and his family. Brother Eddie's been hurting in his back also. And let's pray for all of his sons. And Marilyn Ledford is having hip surgery. Let's pray for Rufus and Wanda. David Crittenden had to go to the ER. Let's remember him. Let's remember a little 4-pound baby that was born. God needs to touch it. And let's remember Betty Caldwell that has an infection in her body. Let's pray for Dwight and Roberta Kelly as they travel back home, let's remember Sister Bibi in Pakistan. She's in a jail for being a Christian, and we need to pray that God will release her, just like he did Saeed. We know that God's able. If all the saints start praying, we know that God can move. And we just ask for prayer for this ministry, for all of our children. We thank God that Tony gave his life to the Lord. We got four more children that need to come on in, and we know that God's going to bring them in. And we just give God the praise and the glory. And we just ask everyone to remember Sister Gladys Dentmer. She's in a rehab tonight, and she's doing pretty well. And we're asking for prayers for her husband, Tim Dentmer, that's having a surgery on his knee next month. And let's remember their children that are lost, that need God. I know that all of us have children out there that are lost, or some family members that are lost, and we need to really lift them up to God and ask God to save them. And we're just asking everyone to just join them with us and pray for all these needs.
Praise the Lord. Let's take all these needs to the Lord and believe God for them. He's able. He's got all power in heaven and earth, and he can take care of them. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. God, we thank you, Lord, Father, for this day, God, that you've set before us, God, just to worship you in spirit and truth. And Lord, we just ask you, God, that you will move. Lord, that you'll move on every situation, God, everything, God. Lord, to everyone that's out there, Father, Lord, these prayer requests, God, that concern them, God, we just ask you, Lord, that you'll touch them. Lord, that you will heal, Father, Lord, them that's sick and afflicted. And God, them that is lost, Lord, that don't know you as their personal Savior, Father. Lord, we ask you, God, that you will save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we just ask you, God, that you will touch, God. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for each and everything, God, that you've done. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father. And Lord, God, that you just touch them, God. Lord, that you will set them free, God. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we just pray, Lord, that you'll touch Sister Dorothy, God, and that you will lift up the people, God. Lord, that will send them in, God, to help her, Father. Lord, to back her, God. And Lord, to fill her church, God. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Father.
And Lord, God,
we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're just going to say good night to everybody and appreciate the listeners and praise God. We got a call in here. Let me see who this is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 706?
Yeah, that's Brother Billy Keeler calling in.
Okay.
I finally got an opportunity to call in here a little bit.
Okay, let's go ahead. Go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
You know, I was reading it here in 55:6. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is nigh. You know, Brother Lloyd, there's going to come a time when somebody wish the Lord was sitting right beside of them, but he won't be there, you know, because...
Amen.
He's forsaken. He said he'll never leave us, but you know, we could push him away further and further every day, you know, if we don't ever call up on him or nothing. And what that's doing is pushing the Lord further and further away from us. And but you know, we seek him while he's nigh, you know, he's right beside of us, praise God. But you know, if we can't seek him while he can be found, you know, we got to seek the Lord while he can be found, and let everything else go. But, you know, one day, you know, Brother Lord, they're going to look for the Lord, and he ain't going to be there, praise God. He said, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the uprighteous man is truth. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, he will about recruiting, you know. In other words, you know, we got to be faithful to the Lord, you know, Brother Lord. You know, we got to seek Him,
amen,
praise God, while He can be found, and not just overlook Him all the time like a lot of them does. And, but, you know, He's nigh to us. But there's going to come a day, you know, Brother Lord, when He won't be nigh to us, because one of these days He's going to say, this is the end.
Amen.
And, you know, that's what happened with the 10 virgins, you know, the ones that was foolish. He wasn't nigh to them all the time. When the door was shut, He was no longer nigh. There was a door between them, praise God. There was a door between them that they couldn't get through. And He was on the other side of the door, the bridegroom was. And He said, depart from me. I never knew you. And there's going to come a day, you know, Brother Lord, that the people are going to be wanting to seek the Lord. But they should have been doing it while they had time,
amen,
while they had opportunity, while they had the freedom to do it, when they had plenty of felt like doing it, when they had a well body and a sound mind, you know. But, you know, if you ever go to a nursing home and see people, you know, some of them's not in their mind, and then they won't, you know, it's too late sometimes, because if you ain't got your right mind, I'm not saying the Lord don't help them, because I've been there, and I preach several times in the nursing homes. But, you know, why does people wait till they get in that position, in that predicament, Brother Lloyd, to just give up? You know, they'll give up until they need the Lord, and they expect the Lord to be right there. But why don't they,
amen,
seek the Lord while He's nigh to us? Let's not go through life. I went through life 20-something years without the Lord, and it was a horrible life, and I didn't know the God. But now since I know Him, I can't be without Him, and I have to seek Him, and I know He's nigh to me. But, you know, that's what the world needs, you know. You know, they don't, and let the wicked forsake his ways. But that's this world, you know, Brother Lord, is getting weaker and weaker every day. It's getting to so much, it's getting worse than Sodom and Gomorrah I'd ever thought about getting, praise God. But there's one day when He's going to say enough, just like He did, you know.
Sodom
and Gomorrah, when it took place, he said that was enough. And He destroyed that city, praise God. And then, when you know, when it come with Noah built the ark, you know, He said that was enough. He told Noah to get his family on there. You know, Noah told them for years that it's coming to rain. And they said, you crazy. They call Him all kind of names. But, you know, that's the way they do us today, Brother Lord. When we try to,
amen,
tell them about the Lord, when we try to tell them what Jesus can do for you, when we try to tell them about the things that God has done for us, they think we're just crazy, you know. They think we ain't got no, they think that we just ain't got no kind of sense at all, you know. But, hey, we know who our Redeemer is, you know, praise God. We know where our help lies at, and we know who our salvation,
yeah,
lies at, and we know that we got a kingdom that He'll never depart no more from it. We'll get up there, you know, it's going to be a joyful time, praise God. And there'll never be no department, but we got to keep Him nigh. And we got to, and let the wicked, you know, they don't want to forsake their way. They just want to keep on to keeping on, you know. But one day they're going to come to their self one day, and they're going to say, hey, I'd called on the Lord when I could. I felt like it. I wish I could have called on the Lord when I know that He was close to me. But, you know, Brother,
amen,
Lord, there's coming a day that they can't do that. And why people wait that long, I just don't know. But, you know, they keep calling me in yonder. But, you know, I just thought I'd call in while I have an opportunity to just tell you that I love you and love everybody on the radio. And it's hard when you're used to getting on something on the radio and preaching a little bit and testifying a little bit. It's hard to pass it by, you know. But how y'all been doing?
We've been blessed, brother, by the Lord's help. We're doing okay.
Now, let's keep praying for me and my family and everybody.
Okay, we sure will. We just had prayer there a while ago for them there. And, you going to make announcements about the homecoming down there Sunday?
Yes, yeah, we're going to have a homecoming there at Vonnell Full Gospel Church in Vonnell, Georgia. If anybody's interested, even if you don't belong there, you know, but if you just need to stop in and get a bite to eat, you know, praise God, or just needing prayer, you know, especially if you're a sinner person or something, you know, you just need to talk to someone. We don't got no respect to person like the Lord, you know. If you're a perfect stranger, well, it don't matter, just drop on in. And but you're not no stranger to God, praise God. And right there on Vaughn L. Cedar Street, we're having a homecoming. We have plenty of food every year. And anybody and everybody that's welcome to stop by, you know. And we're going to have like a door prize. I got a little bank that I'm going to give away to whoever number we draw. So, you know, it just makes it a little more interesting. And we love everybody there, and we want to welcome everybody to come by and see us and drop in, you know. We had a fall festival thing there Saturday, and we had a pretty good time there at the church, and it went pretty good there. But, if anybody wants to come by there, Vaughn L. Full Gospel Church in Vaughn L., Georgia, just be welcome to come on in. Turn it back over to you. They keep calling my phone in from the hospital.
Okay. We're praying for them there and praying for you there, Brother Billy. We sure appreciate you and appreciate you calling in there. And enjoyed what you had to say there.
Yeah, got a lot going on here, God knows all about it. And God, He is the only way out of it. He's the way maker, ain't He?
Amen. So yeah, he is. He's the only way to make the way.
Yeah, we need to call on Him while He's close to us. And if we're doing anything wicked, you know, we got to depart from that in order for Him.
Amen.
My brother Willis says He don't want to help you sin. He don't want to help you with your sin. He wants you to deliver you from your sin. And you know, that's what He's there for, a deliverer, you know, praise God. But they keep calling me in, Brother Lord, but... I'll let you go, and I'll talk to y'all later. Thank you, and praise God for y'all that hang in there, you know. And I just want to say I love the Lord and love y'all too.
Okay, we appreciate you, and we love you, and we'll see you there Sunday. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Okay, I guess we'll just go ahead and tell everybody good night there, and God bless everybody, and we'll... see you there next week. Lord's willing, it don't happen. So we appreciate you calling in there, Sister Gladys, and being on there with us. So appreciate you listening to us there and praying for us. So God bless you, and we're praying for you, and we'll talk to you there later on. So good night, everybody. God bless.